And you're one day away from getting the postseason underway. How do you think the team's mindset is going into tomorrow?
Yeah, you're pretty excited to get going. You know, obviously, I think you welcome the break in terms of getting guys healthy and rested. But by the time today comes around, you're probably wanting to play tonight instead of tomorrow. So excited to go, and it should be fun.
And you mentioned rest. In terms of that, you were a guy that's coming near the end of the regular season, weren't able to practice very much. How important have these 3 days been for you personally?
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, a lot of bumps and bruises throughout the regular season, so you try to use that extra time as well as possible to get guys refreshed and guys that are banged up a little more time to recover.
Three matchups against Anaheim happened. I think the last one happened in January before a lot of the turnover on this team creating, getting Tyler Myers, Stafford. How much different do you anticipate that they'll be as a team as well compared to you guys?
I think, you know, you're pretty much going to get the same thing from both teams. You know, all three of those games were pretty tight games, to one overtime, one shootout. So, you know, two pretty similar teams. You know, obviously, they're the number one seed in the West for a reason. They do a lot of good things and have a lot of great players over there, but I think we feel like we're playing well now, and like you said, we've added some key guys to help us out down the stretch.
What do you think the mood was like, the energy today in practice?
It was good. I think guys were excited and loose out there, so that's what we're looking for is you know, you got to enjoy the moment too. Haven't been here in a while, so you want to have fun with it.
And what about the looking ahead to the game tomorrow night? Is there a feeling that your game and the way this team plays is a good matchup for the Ducks?
I mean, I think you know going in you're facing the best team in the Western Conference, and you know, I don't know how easy that's going to look or feel, but you know, I think we're confident in what we can do. I realize it's going to be a tall task for us, but you know, I think we feel like we can give them a run for their money.
Paul said earlier in the week that at this time of the year, you know who you are. It's not a time for changing anything. Does that give you a comfort level going in that you don't have to try and tweak to the point where you're something different? You just stick with what brought you?
I think so, yeah. I think it was something we talked about you know, all year long. Is we're not a pretty team. We don't snap it around. We kind of grind it out and play that way. So there's no point in changing that right now.
How long does it take, Andrew, for a healthy dislike to develop between teams in the playoffs?
Usually not very long. You know, especially the way these two teams play, pretty physical, fast game. I don't think it'll take too long.
Is there any carryover personally when you look at, you know, you guys had you and say Dustin and Carlos with Brian, you guys were in Chicago, he was in Vancouver. Is any of that help or carryover?
I'm sure it'll come back pretty quick. You know, he's a competitive guy, and so are we, and it's always nice to get the best one.
When you edit, how much does experience matter, at least early on in a series, or do you think that maybe we put too much stock into it?
I think right off the hop, it probably helps, you know, going into it, what to expect, and you know, you maybe don't have those swings of emotion and that you would have your first time, but that's all part of it too. You know, that's what your teammates are for, to help you through that, and you know, especially for us, you know, we want to play a physical style, but we don't need to get out of hand either.
Andrew, you know, obviously what it's like playing in front of your home fans and whatsoever. What's it like to have to go through this, start this playoff run with an entire city behind you, and just the general excitement and feel that you can already, you know, feel from the city there?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we've got a lot of guys in here that haven't played a playoff game, and you know, personally, I haven't been there in 5 years, so I think there's general excitement for being a part of it and experiencing it, and then you have a fan base that hasn't seen it, you know, for even longer than that. So I think everyone's excited about the opportunity to see what's going to happen, and especially in our rink, give the fans the opportunity to show everyone that they're all about, and something we already know.
You know this deal, obviously. You know this playoff deal, but do you? What about just? Is there any extra thing that sort of leading this version of the Jets into some uncharted territory?
Yeah, just getting in was uncharted territory. So I think you feed off what it took to get you in, and how you had to overcome some adversity in different situations, and use those situations during the year, so that now you can look back upon those and you know, realize that you got through those, and you can get through anything else.